Hey, everybody. It's Maria Boynton reporting. Atlanta City Councilman Andre Dickens, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Maria. How are you?
I am doing fine. Now, is there one specific area that you represent in the city?
No, I'm an at-large city council member, so I don't represent a district. I represent the whole city of Atlanta.
Okay. We heard your name being called out by Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms when it comes to the redevelopment of the Gulch, which, of course, we know as the area that is made up of railroad crossings and parking lots in the shadow of the State Farm Arena and, of course, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The city's trying to redevelop it. Your feelings about that happening?
Yeah, so the mayor came on the show and she wanted to drum up support for it. So she called out a few council members saying get them to support it. And unfortunately, she was, fortunately for us, unfortunately for her, she was unsuccessful at rallying that. But I think that now this gives us an opportunity to spend more time vetting the deal, spend more time with the community, just understanding what they want, to get a community benefits agreement, to just slow this down a little bit and make sure that we're getting the best deal for the citizens of Atlanta. And I hope that the mayor and others involved in this understand that. And she seems to have come around.
Now, you walked in here today with that book right there, a big, 650 pages. I mean, when did you get it? And what timetable did you have to even try to consider it before a vote?
Yeah, so it came on our desk last Monday, and some of the committee meetings were Tuesday and Wednesday. So you're talking about reading fast and trying to be thorough with your reading. It was difficult. So that's why a lot of council members said, we're not saying no to the deal. We're saying no to this timeline that's basically aggressive, and it doesn't give us enough time for our questions to be asked, let alone for the community to understand.
For the time that you've had to consider some things, what are some of the questions and considerations that you have in this project?
Yeah, so we want to make sure that all the things that are in here are guaranteed. So that means jobs are guaranteed for Atlantans. That means housing is going to be in perpetuity for 99 years or more, that it's going to be a lower income standard, so it won't be at 100% AMI or 80% of the area median income, but be a much lower, so that low-income teachers and firefighters and even just others, retail workers, can afford it. AMI. That's right. And so we also want to make sure that these DBE, the disadvantaged business opportunities, are guaranteed. They're not just a goal, that they have to be met. But I also just fundamentally believe that this is a lot of money. So no matter, what, I really want us to.
$75 billion.
That's a lot of money. I mean, even if you got, 50 more affordable housing units, that's still not enough for $1.75 billion. This will be the largest deal that we've done besides something at the airport like a new runway, and we know how significant that is. So we have to take our time, and we have to know who our partner is. I want to know more about CIM. I want to know more about that organization and be able to sit down and talk to them for a while. I don't want them running into our town, getting this big windfall, and start development on their timetable. Because the way they come in and do this is the way they're going to treat us later. So if they learn now that Atlanta likes to listen and talk and be heard, then they'll understand that once they have buildings down there and community members say, I want to talk to you, they don't rush our timeline.
And it seems to me that once you look at all of this, the residents of Atlanta would be the ones shelling out monies for about 35% of this project?
Yeah, it'll be about, so the project ultimately will be about $5 billion, hopefully on the high side. That's if we don't have a couple of recessions in the next 30 years, and one is planned over the next 2 years. So, but anyway, yeah, if you're getting 1.75 out of $5 billion, we are major investors in this deal. So we should participate in the upside of the profits, and that should go back to the residents or to the city so that we can do better for the citizens of Atlanta. Also, the school system is involved in this. They would be automatically put into this deal, so with the county. So a lot is at stake right now, and we have to just make sure that we are doing the right deal and that the conversations are being had across the city. Like I said, I represent the whole city as an at-large council member. This gulch might be in the middle of the city, but the tax dollars, the efforts, the police, the fire, all that, the water, all that comes from the efforts of all the great people that's been in Atlanta all these years, and we want to make sure they get a benefit.
So you're looking out for the citizens of Atlanta.
Looking out for the citizens and small businesses of Atlanta.
When it comes to affordable housing, I know that's one of the huge considerations, too.
That's right. Affordable housing is in this deal, but I think we need to do a better job. It's actually a good amount that the mayor is doing, but I think we can do more, and we can do it even at a lower level. So the rents are lower and the housing prices will be lower for those individuals that fit the criteria. So I think more can be done, and we just need to work on it.
How much time do you think you all need before you take your vote?
Yeah, so I'm someone that likes to listen to the community as much as possible. So I would say, you know, it can't be a week time and we get to hear from the community. I would think that we would need to have, you know, a month or more just to be able to vet it. But if it came to a vote early, we'd have to just really hunker down and go through this deal. But I don't want to have it if we haven't had substantial community input, particularly the communities around this gulch. You know, all of us are putting in the tax dollars, but the people around it will have to deal with the effects of it and their property values raising. And so we have to have some anti-displacement measures in there to make sure that they don't get kicked out.
How proud are you of the residents who showed up the other day at city council meeting to protest this project?
Yeah, 87 different speakers signed up, which is wow. We had 4 hours of listening to residents, which was good to hear from them. They ranged from Buckhead to West End to Southwest Atlanta to downtown, of course, Morningside and Midtown. They were from all over, and they were just saying, hey, let's slow this thing down. I want to understand this deal of Virginia Highlands. I'm thinking of people that were in the audience, and they want to know, you know, how can we get involved? How can we make our opinions heard? How do we make sure that there's benefits for the community members and that we do this and not give away too much money and help them understand the deal? So as a council member, I've had some briefings, and to the mayor's credit, she's, you know, said, hey, you know, call my people and let's talk about it. They've come by and we're trying to understand it. But of course, you got to, it's a lot to digest. 600 pages, $2 billion.
City Councilman Andre Dickens, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.